Hello, welcome back to the Human Population Podcast, where we dissect the problems and solutions plaguing the human population today. Hi, I'm Brianna Towns, and this is my co-host Ashley Springgen. Today's topic is the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights League, or NARAL. Today, the terms pro-choice and pro-life can define an entire ideology. While pro-life aligns with a theological belief, pro-choice has a natural rights angle that allows a woman to remain in control of her body. Such a controversial concept needs to be debated thoroughly, so let's get to it. Cue the music. In 1977, the NARAL was founded in the effort of legally allow women to have an abortion. Currently, they fight anti-choice attacks such as laws against abortion and educate women about our reproductive system. I know this is a more liberal view, so does this mean that they support the Democratic Party? Yes, while the organization does spend its money on women and military, which is technically a Republican viewpoint, its main purpose is to help oppress women with their reproductive health. This includes the right to have an abortion, which is a Democratic issue. So you said they put money into the women in the military. Where else does the NARAL put money?
Other than the military, the NARAL fights for federal funding to give poor women and female federal employees.
Lightning round.
Yay!
The group is funded through organizations.
The group spends its money on Democrats and uses the money against Republicans.
The group has 500,000 members.
The organization launched a Generation Pro-Choice website that educates college students and younger women about reproductive rights and encourages them to become pro-choice advocates. In the 2016 election, this group gave Bernie Sanders $6,618,413.
And that's it for the Human Population Podcast.
Come back next week when we discuss the upcoming 2020 election.